Now on WCHL, a page from D.G. Martin's notebook.
Just when it seems that all the news about the university and Chapel Hill is bad, Shirley Temple comes to the rescue with the help of UNC Chapel Hill professor John Kasson. Since I talked about his new book, The Little Girl Who Fought the Great Depression, Shirley Temple and 1930s America, did that a few weeks ago. That book has been getting widespread favorable attention for that book and for Chapel Hill in publications ranging from the Weekly Standard and USA Today to the Washington Post. For instance, in the Dallas Morning News, Elizabeth Bennett writes that Kasson's book is not a traditional biography. It is a cultural history, an informative, well-researched book about how Shirley Temple and Hollywood helped Americans survive the Great Depression. Kasson teaches history and American studies here. His expertise is American cultural history, which examines popular culture's impact on an intersection with a traditional history approaches. In dealing with popular culture, Kasson's scholarly interest can tap popular themes. Look, for instance, at some of the titles of his earlier books, Houdini, Tarzan, and The Perfect Man, The White Male Body and the Challenge of Modernity in America. That's one. Rudeness and Civility, Manners in 19th Century Urban America, Amusing the Millions, Coney Island at the Turn of the Century, and Civilizing the Machine, Technology, and Republican Values in America. Whew, all these topics really would make for good beach reading, wouldn't they? But first, though, you should read The Little Girl Who Fought the Great Depression. By itself, the story of America's love affair with Shirley Temple is enchanting, and it's exciting and provocative. And we just can't help but smile when her bright face and bouncing dance steps and her strong voice and cheerful resolve are remembered. Kasson does more than just retell the standard Shirley Temple story. He fits it into the history of the American film business as it came to dominate the American entertainment market. Did you know that it is as much as 85% of the entertainment spending in the 1930s went to the movies? He shows how the power of Temple's name and image, along with her charming assertiveness, encouraged for the first time a consumer culture driven by the demands of children. And although Kasson doesn't really assert that Temple's cheerful spirit brought an end to the Great Depression, he demonstrates how her smiles, along with those of President Franklin Roosevelt, helped give courage and hope to an otherwise downcast country. Writing about an earlier Kasson essay that explored this theme, Patrick Hagopan of Great Britain's Lancaster University wrote, quote, that it is gratifying to see a historian at the top of his game producing a complex and persuasive analysis. Well, Chapel Hill can be grateful that Kasson and Shirley Temple have combined to cheer us up by reminding us of the great strengths, the widespread interest, and the contributions of UNC Chapel Hill's faculty members like Kasson. By doing that, he and Temple make us smile and give us courage and hope in this time of challenges for the university. By the way, you can hear Kasson talk about Shirley Temple on Who's Talking at chapelboro.com. This is D.G. Martin.